By now, the list of potential winners was thinning. Mickelson had made a bogey on the 7th, but he was still hanging in the hunt at 4 under par when he pulled an 8-iron into the water at the 12th. His hopes drowned with a golf ball. Azinger never went away completely all day. In fact, he almost chipped in at the 17th to get within one shot of the lead, but he never got that break he needed to make a big move. By the time Couples and O'Meara got to the 13th tee, it looked like a four-man golf tournament. Couples and Duval were tied for the lead at 8 under par because Duval had just birdied the 13th. O'Meara was two shots back, as was Jim Furyk, but Furyk only had one par 5 left to play. On 13, Couples hit a wild pull hook off the tee deep into the trees. He was fortunate to have a shot out, and he punched the ball between the trees, one hand coming off the club as he did. The ball made it safely to the fairway, and it looked as if Couples had dodged the proverbial bullet. He was now 161 yards from the hole, and it appeared certain he would walk away with no worse than a par. But instead of taking his time, Couples rushed his next shot. He ended up taking a half-hearted swing at a 6-iron, trying to cut the ball softly into the pin. He got a soft cut, too soft a cut. The ball drifted right and short and splashed into the creek. Couples stared at it as if to say, "This can't be happening." Couples ended up with a double bogey 7 at the 13th. But truly great players do not roll over and die after a disaster. He came back and almost birdied the 14th, just missing a 10-foot putt and then hitting an absolutely brilliant 5-iron second shot at the 15th to within 3 feet. When he made that putt for eagle, he had played the critical 13-14-15 stretch in even par by going 7-4-3. Even par through that stretch usually isn't good enough, but Couples was again tied for the lead because Duval, after making birdie at the 15th, had bogeyed the 16th. In Couples' mind at that moment, the golf tournament was between him and Duval. "No disrespect to Mark," he said later, "but when I walked off 13, I was chasing Duval." O'Meara had birdied 15, meaning he trailed Couples and Duval by just one. He walked onto the 16th.